If I sweat through my shirt, I don't care about the rain. My blood's pounding like it's supposed to be. My blood's pounding like it's supposed to be. And my heart is beating like it was made to be. And I will follow the rhythm in its wake till it decides.
Good afternoon. You're listening to UDU Radio. That was The Rocket from Russia. This is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver on the UBC campus, which is unceded Musqueam territory. Going till 12. Got a few guests coming in. Stay locked. Thank you. All right. This is Roberto Underneath with his track Twilight. It came out last year on Good Timing. Before that was HNNY, Till Dig. It's out on Amina right now. He's back after a bit of an absence. Till Dig means to you in Swedish. It's a bit of a rainy one out there today in Vancouver. But we brought some friends, so I'm gonna make it a little bit happier. Stay tuned to see who that is. This is UD Radio on 101.9 FM. Keep it locked. All right, so our special guests have arrived. We've got Max Adelson, Cuddy Sessions Massive.
Yo, yo.
We've got Greg Beavis of Bear Mountain and other projects as well in the house.
Holla.
How are you guys feeling today?
Wet.
All right, that's interesting.
feeling the fall vibes.
I feel good too.
Yeah, you're taking me on a journey here with your mellow rainy day vibes.
That's it. It's the first rainy show we've had on UDU Radio. So we keep it a bit moody today, but we'll pick it up a bit. We've got a brand new track from Greg, world premiere, the first world premiere on UDU Radio, probably coming next. So stay tuned. Be right back. Thank you. All right. The one you just heard was Late Reflections. That's by Levon Vincent, and that came out just recently on his For Paris album, which was a response to him being a bit of an idiot last year and saying some dumb things after the Paris shootings. So a bit of a I'm sorry from him, but that's some mixed reviews on that album. Before that, we had, what did we have? We had Daphne Carry On, and that's on his new album, Jolie Mai, which came out on his own label. I think it's called Zhao Long Bao or something. Is that Soup Dumpling? Or
I don't know what his label is called.
It's an interesting Asian name. Anyways, we've got Greg Beavis in the studio from Bear Mountain. We've got Max Idelson in the studio from Donka Cuddy Sessions. You know, he used to work at Endeavor. Lots of different names on that resume. But we have a world premiere air horn noise.
Burr, burr, burr. I don't know, man. It's a little weak.
That was good. That was good. We've got a world premiere from Greg. I don't know the name of this song. Maybe you can give it a working title and just, how did you come up with this? When did you come up with it?
Well, the name on it right now is Trap 66. That's just how naming convention. I was trying to make trap music, and that was the name I had on it. I don't know. I've listened to a lot of Ethiopian music, and they have like marimbas and saxes and all these like funky mixes of instruments from all over. So just kind of playing around with that and ended up with this little melody on the sax and then had a marimba pattern and just happened. I don't know. Just bounced out of my computer this morning just for you.
I know. I got it sent over as a nice little breakfast present, and it's some nice bubbling acid underneath. So without further ado, the light of day, let us see Trap 66 from Greg Beavis. No,
the light of day, that's a nice name. Maybe we'll call it that. Thank you. Pope.
Quick round of applause. Trap 66.
Golf clap.
Soft clap. We're in the studio. Trap 66.
I like the light of day. That's nice. Maybe it's a little too romantic, though. I don't know.
The light of day.
Came from you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean...
on such a dark day, maybe it's...
That's true. Played first time. Dark, rainy day. My wisdom. The original title of Trap 66.
Your wisdom, my inspiration.
And the original title of Trap 66, which needs to maybe get pushed aside.
I don't think it's happening. It's definitely not a trap tune.
All right, well, we can sign the papers afterwards, but let's get into this. This is The Mole going with the Hat Man. The Mole is Colin de la Plante, legendary Vancouver DJ, now based in Berlin. This is out on his own label as well, based in Berlin. The album just out this month is called De La Planet. Enjoy. Gonna lighten up a little bit here after that mole track. This is CL. The song's called The Twirler. Cindy Lee out of Toronto. Throws a couple good parties there. Or party series, I should say. I believe it's Work in Progress and It's Not You, It's Me. Just brought Ben UFO in this past weekend. And this track, The Twirler, as I mentioned last episode, is about a dude that twirls at raves in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Omar. I've seen you twirl before. We got Max Adelson and Greg Beavis in the studio at the moment. Anybody want to give a shout out to? Mom, dad, ex-girlfriends, current girlfriends?
Definitely not ex-girlfriends.
No exes.
Yeah. What about mom and dad, though?
Yeah, shout out to my mom.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, mom, dad.
Yeah, this can't be an ex-girlfriend shout out show. I agree.
I don't know. Do we have anything coming up? Is there any Cuddy sessions? When's the next one?
We had a Cuddy session last week.
November 2nd is the next one.
At Boxcar.
November 2nd.
And then December, we got the 1 year.
December, whatever day it is, it's the 1 year. Yeah. The first Thursday of December, Cuddy Sessions, 1 year.
We're going to do something special. You don't want to miss that one.
Yeah, maybe, you know, an all-star cast of guests, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe miss, you know, skip a couple that maybe drop the ball on some of it. But for the most part.
No names.
Be nice.
No names. Well, I mean, you know.
No, I know.
Some of them were pretty good, but we always love having different people in with different musical tastes. Sometimes it's just some of them are funnier than others. That's all.
True. Definitely. True. Yeah. True.
I mean,
yeah, there's been some good ones lately. That Boxcar was good last Thursday, and then we bet that Rooftop one.
Oh,
that was fun.
Yeah.
The 333 one. The special edition Cuddy session's been good.
Yeah, we'll do something special. I don't know what. Open ideas.
Stay tuned. Cuddy Sessions, 1 year, December, the first Thursday. But we do have one next month. No special guest lined up yet. Dave Biddle, as Linda Fox, killed it.
Vinyl.
Killed it on vinyl, playing that early 90s. Early 90s trance rave. It was good.
I saw Linda Fox. I thought it was a girl, but then
no,
I was like, oh great, we're finally equal opportunity here. But
no, yeah, we had one. Shout out to Aaron.
We did.
Yeah. At Aunt Wanda. We do need to get a couple more females in there because I always enjoy when the ladies show up with a good spanking music selection.
True.
Yeah, maybe this month. Any of the ladies out there want to come DJ at Cuddy Sessions, let us know. We're looking for someone with the fat playlist. Until then, we'll let CL continue. We're going till noon. It's about 25 more minutes here. Got some tracks lined up. Stay dry out there. Welcome back to UDU Radio on 101.9 FM CITR here on the UBC campus, broadcasting live on the World Wide Web, CITR.ca. Going until noon Pacific Standard Time on the Pacific Rhythm time zone. We got Max in the studio, we got Greg in the studio. The track before this was Young Marco, Palace Green Beans. That is a new release on Deckmantle, celebrating their 10-year anniversary. And it's the sixth four-tracker they've put out. And the track underneath is Palms Tracks. The song is called Pause. It came out on Deckmantle last year. Deckmantle is the Dutch record label that throw the insane festival Deckmantle in Amsterdam. I went, it's great. I've just never seen like so many music lovers that are cool and just down to have a good time and dance. Like, just people just want to go and dance.
Yeah, yeah, they're there for the music, the party.
Yeah, and I mean, Amsterdam's a great city, but it's out in like the old Olympic Park, so it's like you're just surrounded by trees, which is...
How big is it? Like, how many people?
I don't know. I would say maybe like 20,000, maybe. Like, not even, like, probably. Probably like, not even.
Yeah, big.
Yeah. It's big. 3 days, it's spread out. It's like so well spread out. They're like... The curation of who plays up, have like multiple, the DJs play multiple sets in the same day. So you can if you can catch them at that time, they'll go catch them at the boiler room.
Right, right. I love that because then you can see the same guy, but totally different vibe, like sunset vibe or late night vibe. It's just like,
yeah, well,
same
dude. They'll play different sets. Yeah, you'll see somebody in the techno tent, and then you'll see them play like a disco set in the boiler room.
Right, yeah, amazing.
It's, I don't know, it's, we're a little bit behind here in Canada with regards to festivals, but...
Yeah, all our festivals here are just so sponsory. You know what I mean? Like, the only way to afford to put on a festival in Vancouver is to get 12 sponsors, and then you just end up, like, you know, stroking the sponsors the whole time rather than about the music.
Totally, totally. It's like when we went to Lollapalooza that one time.
Yeah, yeah. That one time.
And there were like eight different wristbands for which sponsor you were.
Right, there. Right.
So different sponsor, different access.
You know, I let it go, though, as soon as we were on that golf cart with a six-pack of beer cruising backstage. It's like, you know what? I'm fine with Coors Light sponsoring this moment now.
True.
Exactly. I feel that. About 10 minutes left here. Maybe two more tracks. And then I got to get my hair cut. Max says he's going to go have some beers after 4 p.m.
After 4.
Where's the venue? I mean, like, should we let people know?
Yeah, I don't know.
You want to go drinking with Max?
Yeah, if you want to come drinking.
Well, you can't. I mean, you could come get your hair cut with me, but, like, give something, like, some interesting stuff to do.
Yeah, we got a homie coming in from Australia, so all the boys are getting together. So, yeah, sort it out.
And what will you be doing after
I'm probably going to go home and, make some music for a little bit. Then I'm hanging out with my buddy Victor Cinco at 7:30 tonight.
Going to go make some music. Going to go teach some piano.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an artist. He also gave us a new track this show. So, you know, you're giving a lot of sort of like weight to my radio show with these kind of answers.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, but I'm a terrible DJ. So, you know, I just make it, but you can play it.
Okay. Your Cuddy Sessions appearance would say otherwise, but...
Yeah.
Just being self-deprecating.
Yeah. So, see, I mean, there we go. All right. We're going to go into a track called Prison Power. It's unreleased. It's by my friend Serena from London. She goes by Peach. She's playing in London with Minimal Violence, a bunch of other fantastic techno artists in London Saturday night, I think, if you're there. And you can catch her Lobster Theremin podcast up on the Lobster Theremin SoundCloud. She's going to do some great things. Check out this track. It is damn funky. Thank you. So as we were playing that last track there by Peach, we were having a chat about Linda Fox's appearance at the most recent Cuddy Sessions.
Legendary.
And this was the track that came out of that night for sure.
Yes.
Fahrenheit 303 by Orbital.
So good.
Yeah, as soon as I heard it, I was like, all right, give me this one right away. Gonna be searching this vinyl down, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Those chords, man. Wow. Let's turn it back up here. We can't hear it in the studio when we talk. Welcome back to UD Radio 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, British Columbia on the UBC campus. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming into the studio, Greg and Max.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yep.
Come back soon. Realistically, any Thursday, I'm in here doing this by myself. So
I mean, I'll come hang, have a coffee, and
definitely chat.
If you need anytime a track that needs to be named, I can help you out with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can come up with a better name for mine, but I appreciate that.
That means Trap 66 is open as a name for a song.
It's definitely available for anybody that wants to name their song. I think I'm not going to take it. But
all right.
Well, yo. Next week.
There you go. It's wide open.
Big movie next week.
Yes. That's right. The Seawolf.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Seawolf.
Shout out to you.
And
to you.
Me for producing, devoting 6 months of my life to Ben Gulliver, who, my dear friend.
Shout out
my
to
My dear, dear friend, Ben
Shout
Gulliver.
Shout out, Ben Gulliver.
Stussy presented.
Right. At the Imperial Wednesday, next Wednesday,
yes,
7 p.m.
So close. Bear Mountain playing.
Yeah, Bear Mountain's going to do a little DJ set. Yeah. The director, Gully, and I did the score for it. It's about 45 minutes of original music along with this cold water surfing. It's going to be epic.
Don't miss out.
Come out.
I may be playing an opening DJ set, but we're not sure about that.
You should definitely play.
All right. We're signing off here. Have a fantastically wet Thursday. Be back next week, every Thursday, from 11 to noon.
Peace.
Oh, what did... Thank you for existing. What did... Yeah, the rocker from Russia signs off. Like, have a good life. Yeah, have a nice life. Have a nice life. See you next week.
Happy existence.
Ever heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC Acapella can sing on harmony in Q. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC Acapella on Facebook for more information regarding their Aca Amazing end-of-term concerts. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the
bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to. سلام. روزتون بخیر.